Welcome inside Trustmark Park, and welcome to Saturday Night Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the Shuckers who come in today at 28-27, still in the hunt for the Southern League South Division crown, and they'll take on the 26-28 Mississippi Braves, who come in today in fourth place, 7.5 games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the Southern League South Division. As we start to get down to the wire here in the first half of the regular season, every day passing by, less and less games. We enter today with 13 games to go in the first half of the regular season. Shuckers looking to end the first 69 in first place and snatch up one of the two available postseason spots. Half the postseason will already be decided by the time we head into the month of July. David Blake with you from Trustmark Park. It's a game that was originally slated to start at 6:05. It has since been backed up about 2+ hours due to rain and threatening storms in the area, but we're about ready to get set and ready to go. It's cooled off considerably. It was about 95 degrees when the Shuckers got to the ballpark at around 2:30 today. It's now down to the low 70s, just 71 degrees and cloudy here at first pitch in Pearl, just outside of Jackson, Mississippi. Lefty Hayden Deal gets the start for the Ember Aves, 2-1 with a 2.45 ERA, makes his 16th appearance and just his second start on the year. 22 innings pitched, 9 walks, and 23 strikeouts. Top of the Shuckers' order, it's the switch hitting Isaac Collins, the righty Jackson Churio, and the lefty Tyler Black. First pitch from Hayden Deal, misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. First pitch at 8:04, an hour and 59 minutes after the scheduled first pitch time. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Today's Deal's second start of the year. Made one last Sunday against Birmingham on the road. 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count goes to 2-1. Deal went 3 scoreless innings, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and threw just 48 pitches. The pitch to Collins. Broken back, ground ball, third base side. Kane Bunnell, the third baseman, grabs it, throws on the run, and retires Collins for the first out. Time to set the defense for the Ember Aves. Jesse Franklin's in left. Drew Campbell's in center. Landon Stevens is in right. We met Kane Bunnell at third. Luke Waddell, man short. Cal Conley at second. Drew Lungbauer at first. And Arden Papps is behind the plate. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio, 251 hitter this year. The pitch from Deal. Churio bloops it out towards short center field. Campbell's on and makes the catch for the second out. Quickly two away on just 5 pitches from Deal. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Two outs, nobody on. Just underway here in Pearl. Deal delivers. Black takes strike one on the outside corner. Home plate umpire tonight is Caleb Martin. Kyle Stutz is at first, and Stephen Hodgins is at third. Deal delivers. Black fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Black enters today with a 234 average and a Southern League best 415 OBP. He's reached base in 30 straight games. First Shucker to ever have a 30-game on-base streak. Deals 0-2 delivery. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Deals at 6'3", 210 pounds. Born and raised in Hickory, North Carolina. The 1-2 delivery. Black waits on it, fouls it off. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. Black stays alive. Black's a tough guy to strike out. Andrews today with almost as many walks as strikeouts. Leads the Southern League in walks. Fighting here. 1-2 delivery. Misses low and away. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. It's a very speed-heavy top three in the order. Collins, Churio, and Black all have at least 10 steals on the year. The 2-2 delivery. Black chops it on the ground. First base side. Two hops to Connolly. Fires quickly to first. Black beats it out. Connolly slipped before he threw it. That little moment he took allows Black to reach with a base hit, make it 31 in a row. Brings up the righty Jefferson Kira. Well, Black's reached base in 31 straight, and he only has 30 stolen bases. Stole two last night to become just the fifth Shuckers player ever to steal 30 in a single season. Steele delivers. Black's off to second. Pitch is a called strike. The throw to second's high. Black's in there. Bit of a collision with Cal Connolly to leap to grab it. 31 stolen bases on the year for Tyler Black. Now solidly all alone. And breaks the tie with Felix Weir, who now he's tied with Mauricio Dubon for the third most in a single Shuckers season. Dubon stole 31 in 2017. Counter no one, one to the righty Caro. The pitch, fastball, called strike two. The franchise record was set in 2017 by Johnny Davis, who stole 52 in 133 games. Black stolen 31. This is his 47th game of the year. Deal kicks and fires. Caro takes inside and goes to 1-2. It's been a remarkable year by Black. He's reached base in every game but one this year. 46 of 47, and he's stolen 31. The 1-2 delivery. Caro bloops it into short right. In comes Stevens and makes the running catch down the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Justin Jarvis out to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
All my friends are watching.
Bottom of the first inning here in Pearl. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers went scoreless in the top half of the first. Now comes the righty Justin Jarvis, who's been nothing but a star since being promoted to Double A last year. Comes out today to make his 15th career Double-A start. Enters this season and today with a 6-2 record, 2.54 the ERA. 10 starts, 56 and two-thirds innings, 17 walks, 66 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .227 against him. Faces off with the switch inning Cal Connolly. The first seven in the order come up from the left side. First pitch is bunted, foul. Out of play, third base side, and the count goes 0-1. Top of the order goes Cal Connolly, Luke Waddell, and Jesse Franklin. Three guys that combined for three runs in the first inning yesterday. Pitch home. rolls it on the ground to short. Zamora grabs it on the run, fires the first a bit wide. Warren splays out, keeps the foot on the bag, and a nifty play for the first down of the inning. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Chuckers defensive alignment. Tyler Black at third. We just met Freddie Zamora at short. Ethan Murray is at second. Tiger Warren's at first. Jefferson Caro's behind the plate. Outfield from left to right. Isaac Collins, Jackson Churio, and Carlos Rodriguez. Waddell steps up. First pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to 0-1. Jarvis works incredibly fast. Pitch clock at 14 seconds with nobody on. He picks up the leg with 10 to go. Delivers home. Curveball. Called strike two. Waddell's hitting 257 on the year with a 404 OBP. The 0-2 delivery. Pops him up. Out towards left. Collins over towards the line. Makes a running catch in foul territory. Second out of the inning. Two away. Nobody on. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jesse Franklin. Chuckers and M-Braves scoreless. Bottom of the first inning in Pearl. Franklin hitting 237 on the year with a 298 OBP. First pitch. Lifts it out towards left. Collins under it. And an easy 1-2-3 inning for Jarvis here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're off to the second, scoreless in Pearl. Back after this, the Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back through this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Chuckers Baseball.
Second inning from Pearl. Lefty Aiden Deal on the hill faces the righty Felix Valerio in a scoreless game, top of the second inning. Deal delivers. Wave and a miss from Valerio. And the count goes to no ball and one strike. Valerio's hitting 260 on the year with a 338 OBP. The lefty delivers home. Valerio rolls it on the ground to third. Couple of hops. Bunnell forehand catches it, swings around and fires the first in time. Valerio is retired for the first down. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless here in the second inning. Zamora is hitting 244 on the year with a 352 OBP. First pitch from Deal. Bunt shown. Bunts it up the third base line. Bunnell charges in bare hands. It fires to first. Not in time. And Zamora's got himself a bunt single. Smart move by Zamora. Bunnell was playing back on the third base line. Zamora just dropped it down and was off to the races. See what the Chuckers put in motion now. And on first with one away. scoreless in the top of the second. Shuckers steal more than anybody else in the Southern League. 101 stolen bases with that black stolen base in the first inning. The pitch from Deal. Warren takes strike one at the knees. Warren's a switch hitter who's in from the right side. Hitting 184 this year with a 263 OBP. The pitch tips it into Papp's glove. Now goes 0-2. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Zamora off first. The pitch. Misses low with a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Slider pokes it down the right field line, foul. Hits off the netting. Count stays at 1-2. Here at Trustmark Park, the netting pretty much goes from foul pole to foul pole. The stands jut towards the foul lines about three quarters of the way down, and that's the only part where there's not netting when it runs parallel to the foul line. The 1-2 delivery. Misses inside. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Takes inside, count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Zamora's off first. Deal checks back over. Zamora's back in time. Warren's had a bit of a tough series, 1-for-8 with two strikeouts. Shuckers have had faced a lot of left-handed pitching this series. That's kind of been their kryptonite. The pitch home, Zamora's off, Zamora chops it. Warren chops it foul, first base side, count stays full. Shuckers are facing a lefty for the third time this series. The seventh time in their last two series. They faced four lefties last week against Pensacola. The 3-2 delivery. Runner goes. It's lifted out towards right. Stevens on. Makes the catch. Zamora back to first. Two away. Man on first. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray digs in from the right side, hitting 254 this year with a 369 OBP. Zamora off first. Deal delivers home. Lifted foul, first base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. You're just joining us and wondering, for a game that was supposed to start at 6:05, how in the world are they only in the second inning? Rain's been a big factor. Rolled through for about 2 hours. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes 0-2. First pitch of the game got pushed all the way to 8:04. An hour 59 later than the original first pitch time. It's turned into a beautiful night. Low 70s and cloudy. The pitch. Murray rolls it on the ground, left side of the infield. Waddell grabs it, goes to second, barely beats Zamora, and that ends the inning. Fielder's choice for Murray ends the inning here in the top half. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Justin Jarvis back to the hill when we return in a scoreless game from Pearl. Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Double-A is off and running. Scoreless here in Pearl. The pitch to Ludbauer. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Ludbauer hitting a team-high 265. Pitch to him. Curveball low. Count goes to 2-1. Leads the M Braves in average. Homers. Runs batted in. OBP, OPS, and slugging. And a banner year for the first baseman. Pitch home. Misses inside. The count goes to 3-1. He also enters today with 99 career homers. The 3-1 delivery. Curveball misses low. First base runner reaches against Jarvis. Brings up lefty Tyler Tobin. Fans, you want to join in on the broadcast, use our text, the booth line, 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from. The pitch home. Misses away to the lefty Tolvey. Count goes to 1-0. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Tolvey hitting 203. Jarvis delivers. Lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Ludbauer at first, scoreless in the second inning. Shuckers have two hits, but they've stranded both of them. Ludbauer's the first runner of the day for the M Braves. The pitch, curveball, called strike two. Time's called. Colby steps out. It's a very left-handed order tonight for the M Braves. Seven of the nine will come up from the left side against the righty Jarvis, including each of the first seven in the order. The 1-2 delivery. Tolvey swings and lifts it out towards right center field. Turrio's over. It dies in the wind. And the center fielder makes the catch for the first down. One out. Ludbauer at first and brings up the lefty, Kane Bunnell. Bunnell's hitting 221 on the year with a 328 OBP. First pitch. Swings and lifts it out towards left. In comes Collins and drops in front of him. Third base hit. Runners at first and second. One away. Top of the second inning. Lefty Drew Campbell steps in. Hitting 187 on the year with a 235 OBP. Lugmauer at second. Pinnell at first. Not a ton of speed on the base paths. Jarvis delivers. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes still in one. Scoreboard flashes 94. One of the faster pitches of the day from Jarvis. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two. That one blazed in again at 94. He's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, curveball, and a splitter. Instead of a changeup, uses the splitter. One of the few guys that utilizes the pitch. 0-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Jarvis has yet to strike out a batter today. Two on, one out. Scoreless in the second. Jarvis delivers home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Campbell just stuck his bat out. Made contact to stay alive. That one, the fastest pitch of the night, came in at 95. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 95. Second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day from Jarvis. That brings up the righty, Arden Papps.
Now batting for the Braves, our catcher, number 12, Arden Papps.
Papps hitting 143 on the year with a 276 OBP. First pitch to him. Curveball called strike one. Runners on first and second with two away. Checkers and M Braves scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Jarvis delivers. Fastball called strike two. Jarvis is going back to the heater again and again this inning. Papps calls time and steps out. It's been consistently 94-95. Hasn't quite reached 96 yet. I figure he's got it in him. The 0-2 delivery. Misses up high. Carroll gets out of the crouch to corral it. Count goes to 1-2. Papps is in his first game since last Friday at Birmingham. Gives the day off to Tyler Tolvey, who had been behind the plate for most of this series, along with Javier Valdez. 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Back-to-back strikeouts, strands two, and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. End of the third, scoreless at Trustmark Park. Back after this, Lexi Shuckers, Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
It off from the left side for Biloxi. Biloxi made a deal on Welcome back inside our coverage of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Five of a six-game set at Trustmark Park. We're scoreless here early on in Game 5. First pitch to the lefty Rodriguez. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have gone scoreless in the first two innings. They have two hits, and they've stranded two base runners. Deals 1-0 delivery. Misses away. Took that a late called strike by the home plate umpire, Caleb Mark. Deals 1-1 delivery. Ground ball left side of the infield. Waddell dives. It's off his glove, and it squirts out towards short left. Rodriguez around first into second. Franklin picks it up. And it's a double for Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers get a runner in scoring position for the second time today. Brings up the top of the order. Rodriguez was working a lot on keeping line drives in the cage today alongside hitting coach Chucky Caulfield. One of the big things, get the ball on the ground, get the ball in places where they aren't, and use your speed to your advantage. That's what Rodriguez did right there. Waddell dove, and the ball only got about 10 feet away from him. But because Rodriguez is so fast, he's able to get to second easily. Isaac Collins up from the right side. First pitch to him. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Collins is 0-1 today. Leadoff man in this Shuckers order. Rodriguez off second. Deal delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers looking to strike first. Looking to get their first run since the eighth inning on Thursday. Deal delivers. Collins checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called the strike. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers were shut out yesterday. They only tallied three hits, and two of the three hits came in the first inning. Deal picks up the leg and checks back towards second. No throw. Rodriguez takes a couple hops back to the bag. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Outfield shifts over a bit towards right. The 2-1 delivery. Collins takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Jackson Churio is on deck, and Tyler Black's behind him. And then it's Jefferson Caro, so a tough middle part of this Shuckers order stands on deck. Nobody out in the third inning. Deal delivers. Fastball called strike two. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Deal comes set, check second. Now delivers. Swing and lifted out towards left center field. Campbell's over and it drops down for a base hit. He cuts it off in the gap. Rodriguez comes home. The throw to second is cut off by Waddell. And it's an RBI double from Isaac Collins. The Shuckers have their first run of the day, and they lead it 1-0. Two real good pieces of hitting from Biloxi. Rodriguez, a heads-up hustle double, and then Collins, 100 off the bat, lines it into the gap in left center. Brings home his eighth RBI of the year. And it brings up Jackson Churio. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Hunter in scoring position. First pitch to him. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Collins dances off second. The pitch. Churio takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Collins has been a menace to the Mississippi Braves this year. Collins has 11 stolen bases this season, and 10 of them have come against the Braves. It has been a staggering total. The 1-1 delivery. Churio rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Conley gobbles it up at second, fires to first. Churio's retired for the first out, but it's a productive out. Collins up to third. And brings up Tyler Black. Shuckers lead it 1-0 here in the third inning. Black in from the left side. The infield comes in for the M Braves. Deal delivers to him. Misses away. Kemp goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Black spoils it foul. Third base side out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Manager Mike Guerrero has spent so much time this year talking about controlling the strike zone if you're the Biloxi Shuckers. And that's something that Tyler Black has done a terrific job in. Knows how to work his at-bats. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a broken bat flare out towards, well, on the infield. In comes Waddell. And Black's retired for the second out. Shortstop Waddell makes the grab. It looked like it had a lot more run to it than it actually did. Jefferson Caro stands in from the right side. Runner on third. 1-0 Biloxi here in the third inning. First pitch. Swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Caro's 0-for-1 today. Went to right back in the first inning. The pitch home. Caro swings and rolls it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Bunnell gets it at third, fires to first, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers get one home. One run on back-to-back doubles. No errors and one runner left on base. 1-0 Shuckers through 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nothing. Righty Justin Jarvis on the hill delivers home to the righty Landon Stevens. Checks his swing on a splitter up high. Goes around and the count goes to 0-1. Who's joining us? Chief Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Saturday night. Pitch home. Fastball called strike 2 at 94. Justin Jarvis has been a lot of fun tonight. Back-to-back strikeouts down the second. Delivers this one home and it's foul back. The only thing that really slows Jarvis down is whenever the bat boy has to run out and get baseballs that fly back to the screen. 0-2 delivery. Misses away with a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. Stevens is the 9 man in this order. 216 hitter this year. Jarvis delivers. Lifted out towards center. Churio's back on it towards the warning track. Makes the catch. First down of the inning. Shuckers were playing so far deep. Churio was about 30 feet in from the center field wall. Now brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley from the left side. The pitch home. Curveball waving a miss. There was a hammer. Conley swings right over it. Conley's 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to short back in the first inning. The pitch. Swings and lifts it out towards left field. Collins is back on it. Puts his back towards the wall and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. There's one thing that you can't argue. Justin Jarvis might be one of the most effective guys in the Southern League. That was just Jarvis's 32nd pitch of the night. We're here in the bottom of the third inning. He needed 83 to get through 7 last time out. Time called before Jarvis could get going. He's a man who's trying to speed up the game as soon as possible. Waddell's in from the left side with 2 away. First pitch, curveball, fouls it off his front foot, and the count goes 0-1. Jarvis picks up the leg and delivers. Fastball on strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. 2 away. Pitch home. Fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. 1-0 Biloxi here in the third. Shuckers got their one run thanks to back-to-back doubles that led off the top of the third inning. The pitch, curveball, takes up high, count goes to 1-2. The pitch, misses away, count evens, 2-2. Trying to work out of a scoreless third, the 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses inside, and everybody on the Shuckers infield got it with strike 3. Tyler Black, Freddie Zamora, and Ethan Murray all took a step in unison towards the dugout and all took the step back in unison. 3-2 delivery. Fastball's lifted, fouled. Out of play on the third base side. And the count stays full. This is really the first battle we've seen from an M-Braves hitter against Jarvis tonight. The 3-2 delivery. Swings and again lifts it foul. Top of the screen above the M-Braves dugout in the third base side. And yet again, we'll do it again. Waddell stands back in. Gets set for the 9th pitch of the at-bat. Jarvis delivers it. Fouls it back again. We're on to a 10. Jarvis about to throw his 42nd pitch of the night. All coming after a 6-pitch first inning. The 3-2 delivery. Pops him up. Foul. Third base side out of play. And we're on to an 11th pitch. One of those at-bats where Jarvis throwing him everything. The righty picks up the leg and delivers. Fouled again. Out of play on the third base side. On to a 12th pitch. That one was at 96 when the Jarvis is fastest of the night. Under the 3-2 delivery. Drives it out towards left. Collins back on it. Gets turned around and leaps in over his glove. One hop off the wall. Waddell's in the second with a double. He wins an 11-pitch battle. And earns himself his first hit of the night. Brings up the lefty, Jesse Franklin.
Great, Jesse Franklin.
Franklin's 0-for-1 today. Entered today on a 10-game hit streak where he's hitting 300 over it. Waddell's at second with two away. 1-0 Biloxi here in the third. First pitch, curveball, fouls it back. The count goes 0-1. Franklin right in the middle of the left-handed box. Jarvis kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Jarvis stares in. Comes set. Checks second. Now kicks and delivers. Curveball misses up high. The count goes to 1-2. Chuckers lead it 1-0. One run on four hits. That YL double was just the second hit of the night for the Embraves. First extra base hit. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Misses away. Didn't miss by much. Count evens at 2-2. It's been a tight strike zone for this umpire. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Third strikeout of the night from Jarvis, and that ends the inning in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 1-0 Biloxi after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter.
Troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to Pearl. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hayden Deal done after three innings of work in his second start of the year. Gives up four hits and one run. No walks, no strikeouts, and gives way to the righty. Coleman Huntley III. He got the win in the series opener on Tuesday. By the way, Deal also throws 48 pitches. Checkers make him work a little bit over three innings. Huntley, 30-year-old, out of Grass Valley, California, 6'4", 225 pounds. First up against him, righty Felix Valerio. First pitch is a curveball. Called strike one. Huntley makes his 18th appearance of the year, 3.09 ERA in 23 and a third innings. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two in the outside corner. Gave up a run in three hits in an inning of work against Biloxi on Tuesday. That was the wild series opener where the Shuckers fell 9-8. It was the first time all year they had scored more than seven in a game and lost. 0-2 delivery. Valerio takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. And coming into the series, it was one where you didn't think any runs were going to be scored because these two teams simply, first the 1-2 pitch, curveball chopped on the ground, third base side foul, and the count stays at 1-2. Prior to this series, whenever these two teams had met, outside of the Sunday series finale in Biloxi where the Shuckers won it 10-5, runs were hard to come by. Two pitching staffs that have pitched well all year, and Tuesday was just an anomaly. The 1-2 delivery misses low and away. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Since then, it's calmed down a big way scoring-wise. Wednesday was 4-3 Biloxi, 8-2 on Thursday, 4-0 M Braves last night. The 2-2 pitch, Valerio fouls it back and stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Huntley delivers. Played foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses up and away. Paps thought it was strike three. Took a step towards third out of his crouch like it was going to be strike three, and he was about to throw it down, but it turns into a 3-ball and 2-strike count between Huntley and the righty Valerio. Huntley delivers. Valerio watches strike three go by. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The Shuckers strike out for the first time today. Brings up the righty Freddy Zamora. One out, nobody on. Shuckers lead it 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Zamora steps in from the right side. Huntley delivers. Fastball called strike one. Zamora, proud former member of the Miami Hurricanes baseball team. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball rolled back up the middle, deflects off Huntley, the third, deflects to the right, out towards second, and it's a base hit from Freddy Zamora. Well, the former Hurricane has himself a two-hit night. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Ward, who was more comfortable left side against the righty Huntley. That one was one hop back up the middle. Huntley tried to spin around and grab it, deflected off his glove, and shot towards right. Warren's 0-for-1 today, but he's up from the left side for the first time tonight. Zamora off first. The first pitch, wave and a miss at a fastball. And the count goes 0-1. The pitch misses up and away. Count evens, 1-ball and 1-strike. Shuckers have 5 hits tonight. Tallied a hit in every single inning. They've only scored one. They've stranded 3. The 1-1 delivery. Warren spoils it foul. Third base side off the top of the roof and deflects back into play. Count goes to 1-2. One of the wilder things this year has been Xavier Warren splits as a switch hitter. As a lefty, he's hitting 206 with a 598 OPS. And as a righty, he's 3-for-3-2 with a 498 OPS. The 1-2 delivery. Warren waves and misses. Fastball up high. Second strike out of the inning. Second out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray rolled into a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0 at the top of the fourth. Freddy Zamora is off first. Pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one. Ethan Murray's had a stressful weekend. And yes, it's only Saturday, and it's already been a very stressful weekend for him. The former Duke Blue Devils been watching his Blue Devils play Virginia in the Super Regionals this weekend. 0-1 delivery. Zamora's off to second. Pitch misses away. Paps a sidearm throw to second. Not in time. And Zamora swipes Biloxi's 102nd bag of the year. It's Zamora's 8th in 10 attempts. Runner in scoring position now. On the count at 1-1 to Murray. The pitch. This is away. And the count goes to 2-1. But Murray's Duke Blue Devils survived a thriller yesterday against the University of Virginia. Jake Geloff, a guy who's one of the most prolific hitters in Virginia history, almost hit a homer to win it. 2-1 delivery. Waves and misses at a slider. Count goes to 2-2. Duke, though, made a game-saving catch in left to end it. They did lose today and will play a winner-take-all game three tomorrow. But Murray said he was watching the end of that first game in his hotel room wearing a Duke shirt and screaming at his TV. 2-2 delivery. Tips a slider foul and stays alive. Especially for Murray, a guy who was drafted only back in 2021. So a lot of the guys on the Duke team in 2023 were guys who Murray played with back when he was a Blue Devil. The 2-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Stays alive. We'll do it again. It is a contentious weekend for college baseball. Not only with the Shuckers and all the connections they have, but on the Mississippi coast, Southern Miss is playing. The pitch home. Shoots it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays 2-2. A lot of local ties in the Biloxi area, especially in the Shuckers front office. A couple of proud graduates of the University of Southern Miss, including one of the bus drivers for the Shuckers. Him and his girlfriend were trying to find a place to watch the game after they dropped the team off today. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses away, and good job by Murray. Works the full count. We thought the weather here in Pearl was dicey today. It's been a dicey day for weather in Hattiesburg. Two different rain delays. Last time I checked, it was still raining. The 3-2 delivery. Tips it into Pabst's glove for a strike three, and it's the inning. Three strikeouts in the inning for Huntley. Strands a runner at second. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
See, Drew Lugbauer leads it off. Bottom four here in Pearl. Righty Justin Jarvis on the hill for Biloxi. Welcome back. David Blake alongside you on what has turned into a cool and beautiful night here in game five of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Drew Ugbauer called time and now steps back in. Justin Jarvis has not moved. Delivers his first pitch. Fastball. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Jarvis has been terrific tonight. He's stranded three base runners and struck out three. The pitch. This is away, and the count goes to 2-0. Ugbauer is one of the three guys who have reached against Jarvis. Drew walk in the second. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 2-1. Ugbauer's been the power hitter in this lineup. Pitch home. Called strike inside corner. Count evens 2-2. He's had a great series. 6-for-13, two homers, and he's driven in six. Jarvis delivers. Lips it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays even. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Way in front of a splitter. Fourth strikeout of the day. And it brings up the lefty, Tyler Tolvi. That's back-to-back strikeouts going back to last inning. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for a station ID. Lexi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Justin Jarvis's first pitch to Tyler Tolvi's lifted foul through base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Welcome back to Pearl. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 1-0. The 0-1 delivery. Shot foul. Up above the Shuckers dugout. Clangs off the netting. And the count goes 0-2. Tolvi's 0-for-1 today with a fly out to center. Tolvi calls time and steps out. Just like when Ugbauer called time, Justin Jarvis has not moved. Stares in at Jefferson Caro. Takes a breath. Now steps off himself. A little cat and mouse game right now between himself and Tolvi. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Three straight strikeouts going back to last inning. Another splitter. He's got five strikeouts tonight. Brings up the lefty, Kate Bunnell. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Biloxi here on the bottom of the fourth inning. Justin Jarvis just continues to be one of the best stories on this Shuckers team. The pitch home. Fouls it back. Count goes 0-1. You look anywhere on Brewers prospect Twitter, there's some real rumblings of people starting to clamor for him to potentially make it to the big leagues this year. Pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Now, it might not be this year, but Jarvis is definitely a guy with big league makeup. The 1-1 delivery. Tips it in a Caro's glove. Count goes to 1-2. He's got a big league fastball, a dangerous curveball, and a real good splitter. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. The splitter's been his put-away pitch this inning. Pitch home. Fastball chucked on the ground. Two hops to Murray at second. Off his back foot, fires the first. And Jarvis walks off the mound to end the inning. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the fifth. 1-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, Freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
The rain starts to fall here in the top of the fifth inning. Quick back with you from Trustmark Park in Pearl. It's a cool night. Rain pushed the start time back about 2 hours. It's come back here in the fifth inning. As the lefty, Perlos Rodriguez, leads it off. First pitch to him, misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Ready, Holman Cuntley, the third on the mound. Pitch home. Fouls it off, third base side out of play. Holman Huntley the third in for his second inning of work. Struck out three of the four batters he faced in the last inning. The pitch home. Chops it foul. Back to the screen. Counted one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez doubled last time up in the third inning. The pitch home. Swings and chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. Huntley sets, now delivers. Rodriguez spirals it foul. Left field side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Got the one run back in the third. The pitch misses low. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez takes low and the count goes full. Top of the order up next. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the fifth. Huntley delivers. Swings and grounds it into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez has himself a multi-hit night. The Shuckers are off and running here in the fifth. Isaac Collins up from the left side for the first time tonight. One for two today with an RBI double last time up. The first pitch, Collins shows bunt. Bunts it foul back to the screen. Count goes 2-1. The Shuckers already have one infield bunt hit. That was by Freddie Zamora with one out in the second inning. Cade Bunnell, the third baseman, now comes in. Man on first. The pitch home. Misses away. And the count evens. One ball and one strike. Rodriguez has some speed. Six stolen bases this year. Huntley delivers. Curveball. Called strike two. The 1-2 delivery. Misses away. And the count evens. Two balls and two strikes. Jackson Churio's on deck. Tyler Black behind him. And then it's Jefferson Caro. 2-3-4 in the order. That's three of the top five prospects in the Brewers system. It's a fun middle of the order right there. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez is off the pitch, is called strike three. Paps throws to second. It's not in time. Rodriguez gets his seventh stolen base of the year. Collins out looking. One away, runner in scoring position. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Churio's 0 for 2 today. Fly out to center and a ground out to second. Righty Huntley delivers home. Churio waits on it, chops it on the ground to third. Bunnell grabs it, slings it to first in time. And Churio's retired for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, Tyler Black. Black's 1-for-2 today with a single. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Top of the fifth inning. Huntley delivers. Black spoils it, foul back to the screen. And the count goes 2-1. Black digs back in. Very back of the left-handed box. Rodriguez off second. Waddell, the shortstop's holding him on a bit. A couple steps over towards up the middle. The pitch, purple. Called strike. Count at no balls and two strikes. Black with the jet black batting glove steps back in, and the black bat. The 0-2 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez takes his lead off second. Two away, top five. Huntley trying to work out of things. The pitch home. Black spoils it foul, back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. It's been a lengthy first two innings for Huntley. That was his 41st pitch. Shuckers have seen 89 pitches tonight. We aren't even through the fifth inning. We gave this Embrave staff work. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. Black steps back in. Huntley stares in and comes set. The 2-2 delivery. Takes inside. Count goes full. Good take from Black. Black's a guy who has been lauded by pretty much everyone for how good his ability is to command the strike zone. He's battled back here. Full count, pitch home. Curveball, fouls it off the base side out of play. And the count stays full. Alex Siegel's up in the bullpen for the Embraves. Left-handed arm. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Runner on second. The pitch. Black lifts it down the left field line. Foul. Gets out of play. Count stays full. On to a ninth pitch in the at-bat. Huntley about to throw his 46th of the night. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Pops out of Papp's glove. And Black reaches for the second time tonight. Puts runners on first and second with two away. Three Jefferson Kira. Kira's set to face a new arm. Manager Kaneko Teixeira's out of the dugout. Makes the point to the pen. And in comes Alex Siegel. Back after this with a new pitcher on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
And Braves go to the bullpen. The righty, Colin Huntley, the third, comes out. And the lefty, Alex Siegel, comes in. Jacob Blake back with you from Trustmark Park in Pearl. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Tyler Black's at first. Carlos Rodriguez is at second. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. And the righty, Jefferson Caro, steps up to the plate. Through some rain that's popped up over the last 20 minutes here in Pearl. Nothing hard, but a light drizzle that you can see pretty clearly under the lights. Caro's 0-2 today. Faces the lefty, Siegel. Lefty delivers home. Caro swings and pops it up. Third base side of the infield. Bunnell, the third baseman, charges in, backs up, makes the catch. And all it takes is one pitch for Siegel to get out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Into the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yingling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yingling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the Braves at Trustmark Park in Pearl. David Blake back with you as the righty Justin Jarvis continues on with a masterful night. Four shutout innings. He's only allowed two hits and three base runners. First up is the lefty Drew Campbell. Bottom three in the order, due up. First pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball up high. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Jarvis has struck out five tonight, including two last inning. Pitch is rolled on the ground with a bunt. Murray comes in, bare hands it, and it slips out of his hand. Ball sits in the grass. Jarvis picks it up. It's an infield single for Drew Campbell. A drag bunt up the first baseline. Brings up the righty, Arden Papps. Each team has an infield single tonight, both them off bunts, and neither one of them are your traditional bunts where it's 5 feet in front of home plate. Freddie Zamora had one that was about 30 feet up the third baseline, and Campbell's got all the way out, about 110 feet or so. First pitch to Papps, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Papps is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Strikeout and a fastball in the second inning. Tying run at first for the Embraves. The pitch, fastball, called strike one. Jarvis continues to work at a high speed. Now throw his 67th pitch of the night. 50 of them in strikes. The pitch home, curveball, called strike two. Check back to first. Campbell's back in time. Jarvis has continuously thrown. 9 to 10 seconds left on the pitch clock. And that's even with nobody on, where the pitch clock's at 14 seconds. Count it 1-2 to Pabst, who stands back in from the right side. Pitch home. Fastball misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Shuckers lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And with the rain coming down, not hard at the moment, the Shuckers end this inning in the lead. It would be a final game. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up high. It's the sixth strikeout of the night for Jarvis. Up to 72 on the season. Brings up the righty, Landon Stevens. One out, runner on first. This is an important inning for Biloxi. You end the fifth with the lead. Even if the game has to be called on account of weather, the Shuckers would still be in the lead and would get the win. The pitch home. Curveball's fouled back, and the count goes down 1-1. Jarvis now up to 72 strikeouts this year. That's the third most in the Southern League, right behind his teammate Carlos Rodriguez. The 0-1 delivery, curveball, waving a miss. Now goes 0-2. The league lead is Connor Phillips with 89. Rodriguez has 74. Jarvis has 72. Behind both of them, Patrick Monteverde with 70. Time is called. Carlos Rodriguez has to jog over to the line. A couple of kids were fumbling around with the baseball in the stands and dropped it on the field. Carlos Rodriguez plays hero. Little boy gets his baseball back. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Misses low. Try to get him to chase on a splitter. The count goes to 1-2. The pinch to Stevens. Pops him up. Out behind home plate. Caro ditches the mask and is after it. Black's after it as well. Black runs out of room. Collides with the netting. Count stays at 1-2. Got a 1-2 with one away. Campbell at first in a 1-0 game. Shuckers lead it. One run came in the third inning. It's been a pitcher's duel in the rain at Trustmark Park. 1-2 delivery. Fastball called strike three. 94 on the outside corner. It's Jarvis's seventh strikeout of the night, and he continues to roll here in Perth. It's his fifth strikeout. The last seven batters, five of the last six outs have come by the strikeout. Brings up the switch and Cal Conley at the top of the order. The pitch. Called strike one on the outside corner. Jarvis just makes double A look easier and easier every time out. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two. His ERA is down below 2.4. He's out here on his 11th start of the year. 15th at the AA level. And every single time out, it has been dominant from Jarvis. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Campbell at first. Jarvis sitting on 7 strikeouts tonight. One away from tying his teammate Carlos Rodriguez for the team high. The pitch. Runner goes. It's rolled on the ground to third. Black gobbles it up. Takes a step. Fires to first in time. And Justin Jarvis completes 5 on the hill for the 13th straight start dating back to last year. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We're through 5. Biloxi leads it 1-0. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the M Braves. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch of the inning, chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to no balls and one strike on the righty Felix Valerio against the lefty Alex Siegel. Shuckers lead it 1-0. A one run came in the third inning. The pitch misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. It's been a great game tonight between the Shuckers and the M Braves, two teams that have battled it out. The 1-1 delivery. Valerio rolls it on the ground to third. Bennell gobbles it up, takes a step, throws high and wide to first by Lugbauer, and deflects off the dugout. Valerio rounds first and slides back in. And it goes down as an E5. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora with the man on. Pitch to the righty Zamora. Swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Conley flips to second for one. Watto bobbles it. It's called on the transfer, so Valerio's out. Zamora reaches on a fielder's choice. And now one away for the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Xavier Warren steps in from the right side. First pitch misses up and away. The count goes to no balls, to one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 delivery. Warren takes low. Count goes to three balls and no strikes. Warren's 0-for-2 today. Fly out to right and a strikeout. He's come up from the right side. He's come up from the left side and now comes up from the right side. He's gone back and forth. The 3-0 delivery. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Siegel delivers. Misses low. And it's ball four. Runners now on first and second with one away for the righty Ethan Murray. Good opportunity for Biloxi to try and get something going. Murray's 0-for-2 today. Grind into a fielder's choice and struck out last time up. Siegel delivers. Murray takes inside. It gets by Pabst, and everybody's up. Zamora moves up 90 feet. Warren moves up 90 feet. Now runners on second and third with one away for Murray. Infield comes in for the M Braves. Checkers lead it 1-0. Siegel, the lefty, comes set. This is a wild pitch. The pitch bounces low. Pabst blocks it up. Zamora scampers home. A great read on a wild pitch scores the Shuckers' second run of the night, and it moves Warren to third. You don't see that very often. Count at 2-0. The pitch home. Murray swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. Count at 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Murray takes away and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Murray takes up high. Ball four. Runners on the corners with one away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez was working on a couple of different things today during BP in the cages with hitting coach Jackie Caulfield. They've worked in a big way. Pitching coach Bo Henning's out to talk to Siegel. It's a sticky situation right now. Runners at the corners, one away in the top of the sixth inning. Biloxi leads it 2-0 over the M Braves. A win tonight for Biloxi would clinch at least a series split. Tomorrow they could play for a series win. Carlos Rodriguez steps in. Bo Henning back to the dugout. Pitcher Vodnik's warming up in the pen. First pitch. Rodriguez takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 tonight with a single and a double. He's had a lot of fun. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. Count evens 1-1. Siegel sets. Now delivers. Rodriguez rolls it on the ground to second. Conley underhands to the back for one. The return to first. Not in time. Rodriguez beats it out. It's an RBI fielder's choice, and Biloxi leads it 3-0. It's Rodriguez's 12th RBI of the year. And it brings up the top of the order in Isaac Collins. Collins steps in from the right side. The pitch home. Collins takes strike one on the outside corner. The pitch. Wave and a miss and a slider. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch, runner goes. Collins checks his swing. It misses inside, doesn't go around, and Rodriguez swipes second. It's his second stolen base of the night. Shuckers have 3 tonight. Rodriguez has 8 on the year, and the Shuckers have 103 on the year. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Curveball down low in the dirt. Paps blocks it up, fires to first, finishes the strikeout, and ends the inning. But the Shuckers scored 2 runs without a hit, 1 error, and lead 1 on. Into the bottom of the 6th inning. Justin Jarvis on the hill when we return, and the Shuckers enjoying a 3-0 lead. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The 6th inning, Justin Jarvis back on the hill. Faces the lefty Luke Waddell. First pitch is lifted foul. Left field side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Thanks so much for joining us on your Saturday night. It's been a fun night at the ballpark. Pitch home. Chopped on the ground, right side of the infield. Two hops to Murray at second. Fires to Warren at first. One up, one down here in the 6th. Brings up the lefty, Jesse Franklin. Shuckers lead it 3-0. 3 runs on 6 hits, and for the Emeralds, no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. Shuckers trying to close down manager Mike Guerrero's 1,400th career win. Jarvis delivers to Franklin. Lifts it out towards left center field. Churio, the center fielder's over, along with Collins. Churio takes control. Calls off Collins for the out. 2 away, brings up the lefty Drew Lugbauer. Brings up the lefty Lugbauer. Quickly two outs. Nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 3-0. That was Jarvis's 82nd pitch of the night. Pitch to Lugbauer. Hammered foul. Left field side out of play. And the count goes 2-1. The pitch. Taps foul. Count goes 2-2. That was the fourth pitch of the inning from Jarvis. Quick inning here might help him get the seventh. Shuckers' bullpen is silent. The 0-2 delivery to Lugbauer. Misses low and inside. Gets by Caro. Count at 1-2. Jarvis has scattered 3 hits tonight. The ERA is down to 2.31 on the year. Second best in the Southern League. The 1-2 delivery. Shot foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. It's a good problem to have when you're a manager and your decision is whether or not to keep one of your starters out for a seventh inning. The 1-2 delivery. Lugbauer pops it up. Left field side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Especially Jarvis is a guy who's just consistently been good since he arrived at the AA level last year. The pitch home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Jarvis has gone at least 5 innings in 13 straight starts in AA. 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. Count evens 2-2. And for reference, his season high in pitches this year is 97. He's currently at 88. The pitch home. Chopped on the ground, right side of the infield. Again, 2 hops to Murray, fires to Warren. And that finishes off a quick 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 6 shutout from Jarvis. Sends us to the seventh on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Seventh at Trustmark Park. David Quaker and the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Lefty Alex Siegel is out of the game, and in comes the righty Victor Vodnik. Shuckers lead it 3-0. It's Churio, Black, and Caro. Middle of the order due up for Biloxi. Siegel's done after an inning and a third. Churio first up against the righty Vodnik. First pitch he sees, waves and misses. Count goes 2-1. Shuckers have had an excellent night. 3 runs on 6 hits. Justin Jarvis has thrown 6 shutout. Pitch home. Misses up and in. Count evens. 1-1. Vodnik makes his 20th appearance of the year. 4.1 ERA and 26 1/3 innings. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. 4-1-2 delivery. Chirillo chops it foul off the screen on the third base side. Count stays at 1-2. The righty Vodnik sets. Now delivers. Chirillo fouls it back. Stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Lifts it foul behind home plate out of play. Now stays at 1-2. Vodnik is a big strikeout guy, but the control has been a bit of an issue. 35 strikeouts this year, but 14 walks and 26 in the third innings. The 1-2 delivery misses low and away. Count evens, 2-2. By the way, fans, time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update and your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything's gone final around the Southern League. 2-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Fastball barrels in at 98, first out of the inning. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Three finals around the league. Montgomery falls to Pensacola 10-4. And the number for Pensacola drops to 8. Chattanooga takes down Birmingham 3-1. Rocket City takes down Tennessee 5-2. The pitch home. Black takes strike 1 on the outside corner. How about that race in the Southern League North Division? Chattanooga and Tennessee have been flip-flopping back and forth. Black calls time, steps out, now steps back in. But Chattanooga is now a half game ahead of the Smokies. Vodnik delivers. Black lifts it foul. Out of play on the third base side. Goes to 0-2. Pensacola is up to 35-21 on the year. Shuckers are closest to them at 28-27. Win tonight would keep the Shuckers 6 games back of Pensacola. The 0-2 delivery. Misses inside. Gets by Paps. Count goes to 1-2. Black's 1-for-2 today with a single and a walk. He's extended his on-base streak to 31 in a row. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count evens, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes full. The 3-2 delivery. Black waves and misses. Fastball inside corner at 99. Two away, and it now brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Caro's 0-for-3 today. Fly out, ground out, and a pop out. Two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Vodnik delivers. Caro takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Nobody's up on the mound in the Shuckers bullpen, which spells good things for Justin Jarvis' seventh. Pitch home. Caro almost takes off Vodnik's head and lines it right to second. Conley's there to end the inning. It's a hot shot back up the middle, but just hit it right at somebody. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Time to stretch and pull. Shuckers lead it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Justin Jarvis is back on the hill for Biloxi. Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Justin Jarvis has been terrific for his third straight start. He's gone six shutout with seven strikeouts. First pitch of the inning. Wave and a miss from the left-handed Tyler Tolby. And the count goes 2-1. That was Jarvis's 91st pitch of the night. The 0-1 delivery. Hammer out towards right center field. Churio, the center fielder, back towards the warning track. Wall looks up, and it's gone. First home run of the year for Tolby. Makes it 3-1 Biloxi, and Braves get on the board. One away off the bat, 384 feet. It's the first bad pitch of the night from Jarvis. First pitch misses inside to the lefty, Cade Bunnell, and the count goes to 1-0. And it wasn't even a bad pitch. He dialed up a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and Tolby just turned on it. 1-0 delivery. Called strike one at the knees. So the Shuckers now lead it 3-1. The pitch from Jarvis. Misses low. Count goes to 2-1. Zach Vinaro's warming up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Jarvis delivers home. Hammered out to right center field. Watches it go. Churio's back warning track. Wall looks up, and it's back-to-back bombs for the M-Braves. Shuckers see their lead decrease to 1. Shuckers 3, M-Braves 2. .110 off the bat, 394 feet, and the Jefferson Caro goes out to talk to Jarvis. Turn into a one-run game quick. Bonaro continues to get warm in the pen. Bonaro and Uribe likely both available. First pitch to the lefty, Drew Campbell. Wave and a miss and a curveball. And the count goes to 0-1. Bonaro and Uribe both pitched 2 days ago. Pitch home. Lifted out towards left center field. Collins is over and back. Leaps up and it's over his glove. Two hops off the wall. Campbell strides into second with a double, and it's three straight extra base hits to lead off the seventh. And the tying run stands in scoring position. And it brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Guerrero makes the point, and in comes Zach Vinaro. This thing's gotten tight quickly. Shuckers 3, M-Braves 2. Tying run at second with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Arden Papps walks up to the plate from the right side. Two runs already in the inning. And a potential thirdest inning in scoring position for the M-Braves. Zach Vinaro's in for Justin Jarvis, who lasts six-plus innings. And gives up three straight extra base hits to start the inning, including two home runs that made it 3-2.
Vinaro, this is the right. WGCM.
Blackett, third,
point.
Delivers home.
And W265DH, Gulfport.
Luis Contreras is up in the Shuckers' pen. The Shuckers really trying to put together some fun here late. Vinaro, Contreras, and likely Uribe. A 1-0 delivery. Inside, and the count goes with two balls and no strikes. Vinaro makes his 15th appearance of the game. 4.3 ERA, 14-3rd innings. 11 walks, 17 strikeouts. Garrett Campbell at second. The 2-0 delivery to Pat. This is inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Pat is 0-2 and 2 strikeouts. Vinaro delivers. Fastball. Vinaro's been terrific against righties. Pat Stevens, the bottom of the order, and the only two righties in the year. 156 against 532. A 3-1 delivery. Even a miss popped at a Harrow's glove. 15-foot, 15-4. 94 from Vinaro. Delivery. Misses away, gets by Caro. Campbell to third. And now runners in the corners with nobody out and brings up the right lane. This is 0-2 today. Strike out and a fly out to second. Shuckers meet in the bottom of the seventh. Vinaro delivers. Wave and a miss. Ball inside corner. Shot from the ground to third. Black grabs it. Comes home. They got Campbell in a rundown. Campbell stops. Now breaks for home. Black tags him with a bare hand. A great play from Tyler Black. Heads up on defense. Chased down Campbell. And the ball was in his throwing hand. It was not in his glove hand. And tagged him with his throwing hand to get the first down. And down the runner.
I can't stay.
Continued development of Tyler Black, the third baseman, has been a joy to watch this year. That might be one of the best plays being made at third. 5 unassisted Campbell's out, runners at first and second, one away. Now finally up to first, waving him in. One out. Here on the bottom of the seventh inning. 9 runs at second. Go ahead, runs at first.
When I say love's unreal, so goodbye, it's been sweet.
The pitch, even though ground ball to first, Black gets it, goes to second for one, hurry the turn to first, in time, a big time double play, started by Tyler Black at third, gets Biloxi out of the inning with the lead. In the inning, 2 runs on 20 hits. No errors, and 1 runner left on base, and manager Tanikoa Tashira, a long walk out of the dugout to talk to first base umpire Kyle Stutz. Tashira had knee surgery not too long ago. He's out to talk with the first base umpire about the call. But either way, we'll go to the eighth. Shuckers lead it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Victor Vodnik back on the hill for the M Braves. It's turned into a 3-2 Shuckers lead. First pitch to Felix Valerio is a slider called strike one. Shuckers used a big time double play to get out of the bottom of the seventh inning with the lead. Double play brought to you by the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Valerio's 0-3 today. Vodnik takes a breath, now delivers. Lifted foul, first base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Vodnik sets the belt, delivers home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Nick comes set, delivers, misses away, and it gets by Paps. Count evens 2-2. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers system. Everybody in action, including one suspended game at the AAA level. Nashville and Jacksonville will make it up tomorrow. Pitch tipped in and out of Paps' glove. Count stays at 2-2. That game suspended in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll play two tomorrow, and game two of their doubleheader, originally scheduled for today, has been canceled. Finals elsewhere in the system, Wisconsin takes down West Michigan 4-1. Mudcats fall 8-2 to Fayetteville. And in the Arizona Complex League, the Brewers lose a wild one to the Royals, 15-11. 2-2 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes full. In the DSL, Brewers 2 wins it 7-6 over Pirates Black. And Brewers 1 loses to the Dodgers Batista squad, 4-3. 3-2 here, the pitch. Wave and a miss. A wicked curve at the top of the zone. Third strikeout today for Vodnik. Puts up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora is 2-for-3 today. Two singles and reached on a fielder's choice last time up and came around to score thanks to a couple wild pitches. The pitch. Slider called strike one. Luis Contreras continues to get warm in the bullpen. I think it likely goes Contreras and then Uribe. The pitch, fastball, called strike top of the zone at 97. And the count goes to 0-2. The pitch, fouls it back. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Nick gets set. Now delivers. Wave and a miss. Two-seam fastball that has some arm side run. Second out of the inning and brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren from the left side. Warren's 0-for-2 with a walk. Shuckers lead it 3-2 in the top of the eighth inning with nobody on. The pitch. Change up, called strike one. Trying to hang on for manager Mike Guerrero's 1,400th career win. Become the seventh active manager to do so. Pitch home, misses away. Count evens 1-1. And that's the seventh active manager in minor league baseball to do so. He joined the Sounds manager, the Brewers AAA affiliate, Rick Sweet, as part of the club. 1-1 delivery, misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. On Nick comes set. Now the 2-1 delivery. Fouls it back. Out of play. Count evens 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Here at your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. Vodnik strikes out the side. He struck out 5 of the 6 batters he's faced. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Way to the bottom of the 8th inning. Shuckers lead it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
We'll be right back. bottom of the eighth inning. Luis Contreras in as the Shuckers are trying to protect a 3-2 lead over the Embraves. Middle of the order due up, and it starts off with the lefty, Luke Waddell. Contreras, a hard-throwing righty, delivers his first pitch of the night. Curveball, called strike one. Contreras this year makes his ninth appearance, 17 strikeouts in 10 innings with a 3.6 ERA. The 0-1 delivery. Misses inside, backs him up off the plate. Count evens, 1-1. Waddell is 1-for-3 today. But double back in the third inning. Shuckers lead it 3-2. The 1-1 delivery. Punches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Contreras made his last appearance 2 days ago for just 7 pitches and 2/3 of an inning, and an 8-2 Shuckers win. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up high all the way to the backstop. Count evens 2-2. Contreras has been terrific this year with Biloxi. Was transferred to Biloxi after a 2.5 ERA and 10 2/3 innings with Nashville. Contreras' 2-2 delivery. Misses inside, almost gets Waddell in the foot. The count goes full. But Contreras in Biloxi has been just as good as he was in Nashville. Up to his 16th appearance of the year. 34 strikeouts in 20 innings. Pitch home. Misses inside. Flies to the backstop. Tying run gets on. Brings up Jesse Franklin.
Now that is the Braves. Number 8, Jesse Franklin.
Gives us a chance to take one final look at the Owoff Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Shuckers are trailing the Blue Wahoos by 6 games in the standings. With 14 to go in the first half, Pensacola leads Montgomery 10-4, and that one's gone final. Contreras delivers. First a check, now a breath, now delivers to Franklin. It's fouled back, count goes 2-1. Pensacola 35-21. Shuckers would need to make up 6 games over the final 13, including a win tonight. Chattanooga wins it 3-1 over Birmingham, and Tennessee falls 5-2 against Rocket City. Chattanooga now in first place in the Southern League North Division. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball waits on it, chops it foul, first base side. Now goes 2-2. No balls and 2 strikes. Franklin's 0-for-3 today. Tying run at first is Waddell. The 0-2 delivery. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Big threat stands on deck for the Embraves in Drew Lugbauer. Lugbauer's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Top four in the order have just one hit. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball checks his swing. They check around. And the third base umpire says he goes around. Stephen Hodgins, who's up the middle, says he goes around for strike 3. And Franklin doesn't like it. Lugbauer digs in from the left side. Leads the M Braves in just about every offensive category. Shuckers lead it 3-2. First pitch, fastball rides up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Lugbauer hammers the fastball, but struggles against off-speed pitches. Waddell off first. Contreras fires. Change up, Call strike one. Daisbel Hernandez, the 26-year-old righty, is up in the pen for the M Braves. Contreras fires. Curveball hammered out to right. Rodriguez is over and it drops in front of him. Waddell touches second. Goes to third. The throw on one hop to Black is not in time. And the time runs 90 feet away with one out. On a different night, that one might have got out of here. But the wind's blowing straight in from right. And on a ball, even with a 113-mile-an-hour exit, it's only a single. Shockers need a strikeout. Biloxi 3, M Braves 2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. What a game it's been between these two teams. Tolvi homered last time up, in from the left side. Contreras fires. Curveball misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Shockers trying to win tonight, not only to earn Guerrero's 1,400th win, but also keep pace with Pensacola and ensure at least a split with the M Braves. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball. Called strike one. Bugbauer at first, Waddell at third. Tolvi stands at the plate, ready to go from the left side. Contreras delivers. Chopped on the ground to second. Murray turns, fires to second for one. Zamora's return to first. One hop, not in time. And we're tied at three on an RBI fielder's choice from Tyler Tolvi. Zamora didn't get it out of his glove cleanly. The eighth RBI of the year for Tolvi, his second of the day. And the Shuckers have blown a 3-0 lead. Lefty Kate Bunnell steps in. Go-ahead run now at first. Bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Curveball called strike one. Shockers will have 8, 9, and 1 in the order due up in the ninth. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Tolby's at first. Bunnell at the plate. 3-3. Shockers and M Braves. Shockers scored the first three. M Braves have scored the last three. Contreras delivers. Curveball. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Bunnell had about three quarters of a swing and then realized the pitch was low. It was already too late to hold up. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted out toward short center and it drops down for a base hit. Tolvi touches second, heads to third. Trivia picks it up and fires it in. One hop to Murray at second. Had to go back a bit towards the pitcher's mound to make sure it didn't skitter away. Now runners at first and third with two away from Drew Campbell. Campbell sent to dig in from the left side. And everybody in the Shockers infield comes in to talk to Caro. Caro and Contreras on the mound. Wax there. Ethan Murray's made a visit from second. Freddy Zamora and Xavier Warren went back and forth to each other. 3-3, Shockers and M Braves. Bottom of the eighth inning. A game that had to wait 2 hours to get started. It's turned into one of the best games of the year. Jarvis was terrific on the hill. 7 strikeouts, gave up 2 runs, 6 plus innings, and 98 pitches. It's come down to the wire. 3-3, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Drew Campbell stands in from the left side. Runners at the corners. Contreras fires. Pops him up. Out towards center. Zamora, the shortstop, out, waves off everybody, makes the catch, and we head to the ninth, tied at 3. In the inning, one run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Knotted at 3 after the end of the ninth from the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
tonight. Biloxi 3 and Braves 3. Deesville Hernandez, the righty, comes in for the Braves and faces 8-9-1 in the Checkers order. Victor Von McDonough after two innings in two terrific innings. Six up, six down with five strikeouts. Righty Ethan Murray leads it off for Biloxi. It's the righty, Deesville Hernandez. First pitch, wave and a miss and a changeup. Count goes 2-1. Hernandez makes his fifth appearance of the year. The pitch home. Texas swing. Goes around. Count goes 2-2. So far, it's been 4 2/3 scoreless innings. The 6'1", 235-pound righty. The pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Three runs on six hits and no errors for Biloxi. Three runs, eight hits, and an error for the Braves. A game that, at first, swung all the way to Biloxi. Now was swung back towards the middle. Pitch home. Murray fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Right back to the screen. Hold off the bat. The pitch misses low and away, and the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Murray's 0-2 tonight, drew a walk last time up, 2-2 delivery. Bobbles it back, up and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch, called strike 3, top of the zone. Just barely bit the outside black. And it's the fourth straight batter that Braves pitching has struck out. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. He's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and an RBI. Digs in from the left side against the righty Hernandez. The pitch home. Fastball. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Hernandez is out to make his second appearance of the series. It appeared on Thursday. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes the strike. Count evens, 1-1. His only appearance against Biloxi was a scoreless one. Pitch home. Misses inside. Rodriguez jumps out of the way. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers don't have anybody up in the bullpen, which means it's Contreras likely for the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers hope to give him a run. The 2-1 delivery. Spins around, pitch misses inside, checks his swing. Third base umpire Stephen Hodgins says he doesn't go. Count at 3-1. Rodriguez has a ton of speed. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Hard cut on a fastball, and the count goes to 3-2. Rodriguez reaches. You got a speedy top of the order. You start playing some games to try and move Rodriguez in. 3-2 pitch. Shoots it foul. Off the top of the roof. Deflects back towards third base. Count stays full. What a battle to start the ninth. One away, the pitch. Lifts it out towards short left. Waddell's out from short, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two away, we head to the top of the order. It's the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Collins digs in from the left side against Hernandez. 3-3, top of the ninth. The pitch. Checks his swing. And plate umpire Caleb Martin says he goes around on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch. Checks his swing. Pitch misses low. And the third base umpire Stephen Hodgins says he doesn't go. The 1-1 delivery. Last ball misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Takes inside. Count goes to 3-1. Jackson Churio's on deck. The 3-1 delivery. Misses low, ball four, and the go-ahead run is on for Biloxi. It's their first base runner since Carlos Rodriguez reached on a fielder's choice all the way back in the sixth inning. So here comes Churio. Two outs. Runner on first. Churio's 0 for 4 today. He's 0 for his last 7 at the plate. The pitch. Takes low, count goes to 1-0. Oh. 3-3, top of the ninth inning. Go ahead, run on for Biloxi. The pitch. Churio takes a strike, top of the zone. Count evens 1-1. That one at 96 from Hernandez. The pitch. Chops it on the ground, out to short. Waddell grabs it off his back foot, goes to second, and that ends the top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Into the bottom of the ninth inning. Luis Contreras out for Biloxi when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Pearl. Javik Blake back with you. 3-3, bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers 3 and Braves 3. Luis Contreras on the hill, and the righty Artem Pabst is at the plate. Contreras fires. Hammer down the left field line, tails towards the line, and it's foul. A deep sigh of relief from the Shuckers dugout, and it turns into a long strike one. Shuckers trying to force extras for the first time since a 6-4 win against Montgomery. Back at home on May 26th, that was the Jackson Churio walk-off. Meanwhile, the M-Rays trying to walk it off for the third time in their season. 3-3, bottom of the ninth. Contreras fires to Pabst. This is up high, and the count evens 1-1. Paps today, 0-2, two strikeouts and a walk. The pitch, fastball, called strike two. Shuckers got the first three runs of the night, and Braves have got the last three runs of the night. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. Count evens 2-2. Contreras stares in. Righty comes set. Now delivers. Curveball, swing and a miss. Way out in front of it. First out of the ninth inning. Brings up the righty, Landon Stevens.
Now back to the Braves, number 18, Landon Stevens.
Stevens is 0-3 today. Contreras awaits on the hill. 3-3, nobody on, bottom of the ninth inning. The righty delivers. Wave and a miss, fastball up and in. Blew it by Stevens at 92. Via one delivery. Fouls it. Back and out of play. Count goes 0-2. Two of the four outs reported in the appearance by Contreras have come via the strikeout. He's now struck out 19 this year in 11 and a third innings. The 0-2 delivery. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-2. And those 19 strikeouts and 11 and a third, that's just with Biloxi. Had any time with Nashville. That's 36 strikeouts in 23 innings. Staggering number from the righty. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball. This is inside, and the count evens at 2-2. Seems like every pitch on the plaque gets everybody at the edge of their seats. The 2-2 delivery. Lifted out towards left. Collins goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall, scales it, and it's gone. A walk-off homer for the M-Braves. They ensure at least a split in the six-game set. They score the final 4 runs to an end. Stevens crosses home, mound at the plate. Gets the Powerade back. And the M Braves come all the way back. Down 3-0. They win it 4-3. It's Stevens' ninth home run of the year. Drives in his 30th run of the year. On a ball. Gets out of the yard in a hurry. In the ninth, one run on one hit. Winning run scores with one out. Final line from both sides. The Shuckers get three runs on six hits and no errors. For the M Braves, four runs on nine hits and one error. M Braves improve to 27-28 on the year. Shuckers fall to 28-28. We'll take a break. When we come back, time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Final score from Pearl, a heartbreaker for Biloxi. They fall 4-3 to the M Braves on a walk-off home run from Landon Stevens with one out in the ninth inning. Shuckers fall to 28-28 on the year and fall seven games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the Southern League South Division. That magic number for the Blue Wahoos falls to seven. Any combination of seven Blue Wahoos wins and seven Shuckers losses, any total that equals seven between the two of them over the final 13 games of the first half of the season would result in the Blue Wahoos getting the first half title for the second straight year. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Biloxi. They strand eight and go 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, while the M Braves get four runs on nine hits with one error. They strand seven. Winning pitcher tonight is Daisbell Hernandez. Throws a scoreless top of the ninth inning. Gets the win and proves to 1-0. Luis Contreras gets credited with his first blown save of the year and his first loss of the year with Biloxi. Moves an inning in the third, allows two runs on three hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. Shuckers got on the board early in the third inning. It was in back-to-back doubles from Carlos Rodriguez and Isaac Collins. Collins' double Clayton Rodriguez for Collins' 8th RBI of the year and gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead. In the 6th inning, the Shuckers scored 2 more without a hit. A combination of a fielder's choice, 2 wild pitches scored Freddy Zamora along with a walk to Xavier Warren. And then Warren was driven in on a Carlos Rodriguez fielder's choice, which Rodriguez is 12th RBI of the year. But then in the 7th inning, the comeback was on. It had been 6 terrific innings from Justin Jarvis. Hadn't allowed a run, had only allowed 4 hits, and had struck out 7. But in the 7th, to start off the inning, back-to-back home runs from Tyler Tulvey and Cade Bunnell, and then a double from Drew Campbell forced Jarvis out of the game. Then in the 8th inning, things got tied up, but an RBI fielder's choice from Tulvey that scored Luke Waddell, and then the walk-off homer from Landon Stevens in the 9th. Final score, 4-3. M Braves win it over Biloxi. M Braves improve to 27-28 on the year. Shuckers fall to 28-28. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update and get you set for Sunday. Tobias Meyer set to start. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Back to Pearl, David Blake with you as the fireworks show starts to begin beyond the left field wall as the M Braves win it 4-3 over Biloxi. Shuckers score the first 3, M Braves score the final 4 and win it 4-3. 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for the M Braves. Shuckers get 3 runs on 6 hits without an error and fall to 28-28 on the year, while the M Braves improve to 27-28. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League, and it's a heartbreaker for the Shuckers tonight in multiple ways. And part of it, not only is it because 4 late runs from the M Braves in a game that the Shuckers could have possibly had heading into the 9th inning in a game that was tied 3-3. They led 3-0 after 6.5, but a comeback from the M Braves and a win by the Blue Wahoos sees the Shuckers fall to 7 games behind Pensacola for first place in the Southern League South Division standings, as Pensacola takes it by a 10-4 final over the Montgomery Biscuits. Finals from elsewhere in the league: Birmingham falls to Chattanooga by a 3-1 final. Tennessee falls to Rocket City 5-2. Chattanooga's win leapfrogs them in the standings over Tennessee. They're now a half game ahead of the Smokies with 13 games to go in the first half. Also, time to take a look at the Farm Report brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. start finals in Rookie Bowl. Two teams in action in the Dominican Summer League. Brewers 2 wins at 7-6 over Pirates Black, while Brewers 1 falls to the Dodgers Batista squad by a 4-3 final. In single A, Fayetteville wins it 8-2 over the Carolina Mudcats, while also one more score in Rookie Ball. The ACL Brewers fall to the ACL Royals by a 15-11 final. The Brewers score 9 runs in the final 3 innings, but too little too late as the Royals win it, and the ACL Brewers fall for the first time on the year. In high A 4-1 final, the Timber Rattlers take down the West Michigan Whitecaps. And in AAA, bottom of the fourth inning, a suspended game between the Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds. They'll complete it tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. Game 2 of their doubleheader that was supposed to be played today ended up getting canceled. They will not make that one up. The Sounds will play 149 instead of 150 here in 2023. Also a final and a heartbreaker at the big league level. The Oakland A's improved to 16-50 with a 2-1 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Crew fall to 34-31 on the year, tied with the Pittsburgh Pirates for first place in the National League Central. Here, the Shuckers fall by a 4-3 final in front of 6,129 at Trustmark Park, the time of game of 2 hours and 33 minutes. Good thing for the Shuckers, they're back in action in about 14 hours, a 2:05 first pitch tomorrow. The righty Tobias Myers goes for Biloxi, 3-2 with a 5.81 ERA. Against the lefty Domingo Robles, 4-3 with a 3.42 ERA. First pitch scheduled for 2:05. We'll join you at 1:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. That'll do it for us tonight, though. Daysbell Hernandez the win, Luis Contreras the loss, as the Shuckers get walked off for the fourth time this year and for the first time against a team not named the Montgomery Biscuit. Shuckers back in action tomorrow, though, as the search for Mike Guerrero's 1,400th win hopefully reaches the conclusion. If you're a Shuckers fan, they'll go at it 2:05 tomorrow in the series finale from Pearl. Until then, have a great night. Have a great Sunday morning. We'll talk to you at 1:50 with pregame before first pitch at 2:05. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.